I
got to tell you, I understand you want to make finance entertaining, but it's not a game. And I when I watch that, I can't tell you how angry that makes me. Because what it says to me is, you all know.
But
you all know what's going on. You know, you can draw a straight line from those shenanigans to the stuff that was being pulled at Bear and at AIG and all this derivative market stuff that is this weird Wall Street side bet.
John, don't you want guys like me who have been in it to show the shenanigans? What else can I do? I mean, last night's show...
I want desperately for that, but I feel like that's not what we're getting. What we're getting is, listen, you knew what the banks were doing, and yet we're touting it for months and months. The entire network was. And so now to pretend that this was some sort of crazy once-in-a-lifetime tsunami that nobody could have seen coming is disingenuous at best and criminal at worst.
But Dick Fuld, who ran Lehman Brothers, called me in.
Right.
He called me in when the stock was at 40 because I was saying that, look, I thought the stock was wrong. I thought it was the wrong place to be. Brings me in, lies to me. I've known him for 20 years.
The CEO of a company lied to you.
Shocker, stop trading.
But yeah, isn't that financial reporting?
Well,
I guess, what do you feel is the role of CNBC?
Look, I have called for star chambers. I want kangaroo courts for these guys. I really do. I want indictments. We've not seen any indictments. Where's the indictments for AIG? I've told the Justice Department, here's the way indictments.
It's very easy to get on this after the fact. The measure of the network and the measure of the man is CNBC could act as, you know, in some ways, look, nobody's asking for them to be a regulatory agency, but whose side are they on? It feels like they have to reconcile, is their audience the Wall Street traders that are doing this for constant profit on a day-to-day, the short term?
Right.
These guys at these companies were on a Sherman's march through their companies, financed by our 401ks, and all the incentives of their companies were for short-term profit. And they burned the f***ing house down with our money and walked away rich as hell. And you guys knew that that was going on.
Okay, all right. I have a wall of shame. Why do I have banana cream pies? Because I throw them at CEOs. Do you know how many times I have pants CEOs on my show?
But this isn't, as Carly Simon would say, this song ain't about you.
Okay, all right, you're right. I don't want to personalize it, but I think that we have reporters who try really hard. We're not always told the truth. But most importantly, the market was going up for a long time, and our real sin, I think, was to believe that it could continue to go up a lot in the face of what you described, which is a lot of borrowing, a lot of shenanigans. And I know I did. I'll bring it up. Look, I didn't think that Bear Stearns was going to evaporate overnight. I didn't. I knew the people who ran it. I had always thought they were honest. That was my mistake. I really did. I thought they were honest. Did I get taken in because I knew them from before? Maybe to some degree. The guy who came off from Wachovia was an old friend of mine who had helped hire me.
Honest or not, in what world is a 35-to-1 leveraged position sane?
The world that made you 30% year after year after year, beginning from 1999 to 2007. And it became very difficult.
But isn't that part of the problem? Selling this idea that you don't have to do anything. Anytime you sell people the idea that sit back and you'll get 10 to 20% of your money, don't you always know that that's going to be a lie? When are we going to realize in this country that our wealth is work? That we're workers, and by selling this idea of, hey man, I'll teach you how to be rich. How is that different than an infomercial?
Well, I think that your goal should always be to try to expose the fact that that there is no easy money. I wish I had found Madoff. I wish
everyone
had found
Madoff. There are literally shows called Fast Money.
Well, I think that people, there's a market for it, and you give it to them, and I think
there's a market for cocaine and hookers.
Well,